Started by saying that we do have a website on which we're trying to put the lessons each week. Because of hurricane issues and things like that, there were several lessons that hadn't been put onto that website. And when we were putting those on, it shut the server down. And the way it shut the server down, I don't pretend to understand, but it was that there was too much files taken on the server, and you couldn't just erase to get the space back. You had to rebuild the whole system, and that taking longer than it was thought to do because they're migrating to another server. All of that is to say it's not backed up yet. We will have that when we know where the new server's address is and where everything is working, which we hope to be in the weekend, but isn't yet. We are recording in a format that Sony provides on one of its recorders, but it is highly proprietary. They have a free reader. You just go online and get the reader. You use the reader, and you're supposed to be able to read the files. Unfortunately, the reader doesn't work. And the people in Japan that I talked to about this said, oh, you're right. We hadn't noticed that, but Sony did. And so that was 8 months ago. So we have to actually transform the file into another format. We don't have a place to put those right now, but essentially it's a bit of a problem to do that we're trying to work through. We may end up simply putting them onto a CD and put them on the reserve in the library, unless you go check them out for a couple of days. Do what you want to, what that may be the way you end up doing it. If we haven't got this worked out within the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to try to find a different way to work it out, and we will keep you informed. As far as we know, the recordings are working, and we will have them up at some point, hopefully soon. That is comment number one. Comment number two, the Rainbow Classic out there, so I need to see that. That may be an excuse for some people to move forward.
Well, Connor,
it looks like to me that some of them already have. We may begin looking at Revelation stuff next week. One more week of laying a foundation. I said at the first hour, I almost should be blushing right now, but yeah, of course we are beginning to look at Revelation, but in an organized way, that's going to start next week. This week, I'm still needing to do a couple of things to put a little bit more of the foundation in place. I think we'll get through to that today. Now, having said that, we have talked for the last couple of weeks about the symbolism of Jesus in Revelation, and to try to give you some ammunition, means of working your way through that symbolism in a way that will allow you to function. So we've talked about colors, we've talked about numbers, we've talked about living creatures, and when we talk about living creatures, we try to make the potential of living creatures and beasts. Living creatures tend to have a neutral or good connotation and beasts don't. That's why the first list that I gave you a couple weeks ago when goats and dragons ended up in the list, they should have been over in another list because it was a different group of words. It isn't nearly as nice that they should have been. But we were almost finished with that. There's one more little list that I need to give you. Those of you who are taking notes, you need to take notes furiously at the end of what, and you can relax at the front end. There are a few other things that provide symbolism of some kind. Some of these you may recognize. The term throne. If you take a look at Revelation chapter 4, a fairly short chapter in chapter 2 in this book, it only has 11 verses. The word throne or throne appears, I think, at least a dozen times in 11 verses. Maybe more than that. So that's a term that shows up. And sometimes they talk about God's throne, and sometimes they talk about other thrones. You will know the symbols. Remember, this is the one you can relax on. I'll tell you when you quit relaxing. There is either an all-seeing eye, or there is the appearance of one of these living creatures studded with eyes all around. That's like putting on studs, with eyes everywhere. That picture is symbolizing something about the ability to know lots more than an ordinary creature would. Rainbows show up, hearts show up, and the big ones that show up are seals and trumpets and bowls and will deal with those as we come to them. Precious metals and jewels show up in very specific ways and have a meaning. But the two things I want to make sure you have this morning, this is going to, if you want to take notes, take notes now. There's something very special that happens with two particular times. One is earth, and one is sea. Don't seem to use ocean very often when you use the word sea. And here's what you need to know. When you see the term S-E-H-C, meaning ocean, usually that doesn't mean water that's salty with waves that come rolling up. Maybe it means that as well. But the main thing it means is that the symbol of the seat or source of the false or corrupt governments that human beings set up. So if you look in Revelation and you watch where the beasts come from, the beasts usually come out of the sea. What that tells them, they come out of the sea. That means those beasts are representing one of the world's governments, a government set up in opposition to or in disregard of God. When you see the beasts come off, they come out very often, they have horns, which appear to represent the leadership of such governments. And the number of horns may represent how many such there are. The number of horns may represent something else. I heard somebody say that when the European Union came out, they knew there were going to be exactly 10 countries in the European Union because the beast that came out of the sea at a certain time had 10 horns. They missed that one. The European Union doesn't have 10 countries in it. It's not going to give a number. It's past 10. So you will see people always grasping for that. When you see beasts coming out of the sea, what that's representing is false government or corrupt government or the kind of government human beings set up when they don't pay attention to God and God's standards. So what do you think earth stands for in parallel to that? Earth represents the source or seat of the false religions that human beings set up. Sea represents the false government, the corrupt government. Earth represents the seat of false religions. Okay? Now, stay with me and turn to the end of Revelation. I want you to find Revelation 21. As soon as you have found it, put a marker there and back up to Revelation chapter 4. And I want you to have Revelation 21 ready to go. And now I want you to find Revelation 4. When the rock one dies down, I'll figure the phone people will be down. That's wonderful, that's fine. We were talking to the people out of this class this week, and the person said, you know, when I first came into class, I looked around and all these people were just furiously rushing through the thing, finding everything that he talked about, and I was sitting there thinking, how do I find this? How do I find Isaiah or Habakkuk or something like that? And she said, now I'm getting pretty good at this, because I've been attending for about a year and I'm getting. So if you're feeling a little awkward today, just stick with it. Give it a try. It'll be okay. Everybody find Revelation 4? Can you glance through that and see how many times the word thrown or counted appears? Can you see that word sort of popping out at you if you let yourself notice it? Chapter 4, verse 1, in my vision I saw a door open in heaven. I heard the same Lord speaking to me, the Lord that spoke to me in chapter 1. A voice like a trumpet saying, come up here, I will show you what is to take place in the future. And with that I fell into ecstasy, and I saw a throne standing in heaven. And I saw the one who was sitting on the throne. And the one sitting there looked like him, which is a description of God, comes following this. Now, if you take a look at verse 6, in front of the throne was what? A sea of clouds. Does yours translate the same thing? Somebody's will. Anybody said anything different? Mine says, a sea as transparent as crystal. So, does that mean that what you're seeing is something that looks like an ocean but made out of glass? Or is it an ocean that is so still it looks like glass? And if it's an ocean that looks like glass, how salty is it? Is it as salty as the oceans we have? Or is it a little more or a little less? And how far across is it? And what have I just done? I've just imposed Western literal thought on something that might be figures.
What does the presence of the sea probably represent?
Given what I've given you in my forehead.
God's property, God's
is ready.
It's prepared.
And the stillness of the sea might very well be tranquility. If he governs, if a government governs the way God wants, things are calm. Government could run differently, things may not be as calm as in other cases. Okay? Now stay with this for a moment. Go back to Revelation 21. Let's see if these words take on a different meaning in light of what we just said. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, the first heaven, chapter 21, Revelation verse 1. Chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared now, and there was no longer any sea. What's happened? Has the earth disappeared? Maybe. Has the sea disappeared? Maybe. But what this seems to be talking about, if you accept these meanings of the symbolism, is that the government, the false governments, the corrupt governments, and the false and corrupt religions that human beings set up with disregard of God are gone. And in their place is something that... Now, I'm not saying this to do anything except to try to harm you. When you go through Revelation and you see beasts coming out of the sea, are there going to be beasts coming out of the sea? What's my question? Maybe. I think a likely no is also a proper answer to that one. But this, you know, which part is in love? I think that's an important feature of this. The sea is seen as representing the source of or seat of false government, and the earth as the source of or seat of false government. Okay, so much for that. Let's turn now to homework in mind. There are three words that we want to talk about. It is my impression that I gave you this one and this one. I didn't give you this one because you try to look this up, find the connections of this word anywhere. The connection to Revelation is not likely, but you might have a chance to do it. I don't want to know yet what you have. I think we want to know if anybody looked. Okay, and of those who looked, did you find something that might be worth talking about? That's a smaller number, okay? Let me tell you what we heard in the first hour, and I won't tell you the truth. One person describes going on the internet and finding this term, and finding next to the term is a definition. And this was the definition I'm quoting now. A preterist is a Christian who believes in preterism. I thought that was awesome. You're absolutely not. Like so, my question is not, what did you find? Because that could keep us here all day. My question is, what about that term is important for us to know? What did you learn that's important for us
to know?
Already occurred in the past, completed long ago, in there. I like that phrase, and I use it clearing the prophetic calendar. I like that clearing the prophetic calendar. I heard this morning another person sitting in the seat that's empty right here, right now, so I can't say to you, sitting right there. This is a person who teaches foreign language for a living. And in the foreign language that the teaches, it was told us, there is a verb tense not only passed, but it's passed and done, and using her words, Rick, the book's closed on that. You're saying it's slightly different, but I thought that was one of the things about it. Anybody else want to contribute to this?
Yeah, I'm on this, but I didn't look it up. But I'm just looking at the words, pre means before, character means birth, so could it mean before birth?
If I need an extra art at work, so the absence of that second art shows me it probably doesn't mean that. But the pre part certainly does mean before. I suspect the care part means closed or completed or something like that, but that's what the term means to me. Okay, so this is the viewpoint that says what Revelation describes was happening and was finished within the lifetime of the writer, or within a short time after that lifetime was over. That all of these are completed and done.
Okay? And I'm just saying that the purpose was written, the purpose was written,
as
they were going through.
And that's a nice thing to add, because otherwise it might not make as much sense. It was written to encourage the folks who were going through those things, but the things that were going through were the things that the Revelation was describing. And that what it has described is done. Okay? Anything more? But what do you think? You can get this word. What do you think? It's historical. Viewpoint. Language. And I mean, it's very beautiful. That'd be good, look. That is a really short-term way of working on it. Okay?
I can tell you
what my office
does. It has
written pictures. Excellent. Why don't you do that?
I agree. It's in the book of Revelation. It's a presentation of pictures from John's days of the second coming of Christ in John.
The way that I...